We welcome you back in to Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch joined at a safe social distance by my tag team partner, Rocco Nushi. And we're going to talk about TikTok. You have TikTok downloaded on your phone, Rocco?
I do. I do have TikTok downloaded on my phone. Gives me a good hour's worth of laughs each day, if not more. So,
good deal. We're going to find out a lot more about TikTok, and dare I say, we could find out what makes it tick. See?
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm full of these things.
My.
I've got them all day long. All day long. Here to shed some more light on that, we've got Greg Justice, the head of content programming at TikTok. Greg, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
Hey, guys. Doing well. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, let's get into the history and the original story behind how TikTok kind of came to. Can you shed some light on the creation of this app and how this thing has really kind of exploded?
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe, you know, let me just start by kind of detailing my role. So, you know, as a leader of our kind of content programming team, we're really looking to identify and showcase trending content in the app. You know, and really kind of hold a mirror up to the community and reflect back to them what's really trending organically. And so that kind of speaks to, you know, the core kind of usage of the app, which is this communal creation around this trending content. So I like to describe the app as really the world's most fun, creative, and you could say inclusive short-form video application. You know, and it's really powered by these everyday users who are watching and making short videos, kind of covering everything, right? From cooking to comedy to dance to sports. And yeah, we're really just doing what we can to kind of inspire creativity and bring joy to the wider world.
Well, and obviously that's all very important these days. And I want to get into this COVID-19 pandemic and how that certainly increased growth and content diversity for you guys. So how has that worked for you guys since the very beginning of this whole COVID-19 crisis?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, no doubt just a challenging time for everyone right now. And, you know, kind of going back to our mission of doing what we can to bring joy and inspire creativity. Right, we're really trying to just spread some positivity during this difficult time. So we've kind of taken a three-pronged approach in our response to COVID-19. You know, the first piece is making sure that we're really informing our users, right? So partnering with credible organizations and kind of directing users to the facts about the virus. And then, you know, in addition to the kind of approach to inform users, we're really doing what we can to unite the community. So we started experimenting a little bit more with live streaming. We actually carried the NFL draft-a-thon yesterday. We're live streaming TikTok prom tomorrow. And this is all, you know, with the intention of really bringing users together and facilitating kind of more of these shared experiences. And then lastly, right, going back to bringing joy, doing what we can to really uplift kind of our user base. So you'll see, you know, trends like The Drop recently where you have kind of at-home DJs, right? Using pots and pans as turntables and other fun content in that vein to, you know, again, do what we can to just kind of bring some light to this challenging time.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, Greg, you know, occasionally I'll see the stereotype of, you know, only, you know, the younger kids, the grade school kids, that's who's on TikTok. But I think, as we all know, that's not necessarily true. We see a lot of parents getting involved in the TikTok game now. I see the occasional, hey, my grandma just downloaded TikTok now. Is this something that older generations can get involved with as well? I know sometimes the older generations can maybe struggle a bit with technology, but is there a good sense of user friendliness within this app that can really allow some of those older generations to get involved?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we believe very deeply that, you know, TikTok's a place truly for everyone, and you also don't need to create videos to participate, right? So we do see creation from users of all ages. You know, one example, there's this family, the McFarlands. It's a dad and his two sons, and you know they're kind of churning out daily videos, comedy and dance routines together as a family. So that intergenerational content is awesome to see. But then again, anyone can download the app and kind of just start consuming videos immediately as well.
Again, we are being joined on the hotline by Greg Justice, the head of content programming at TikTok. He joins us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We touched on the COVID-19 pandemic and, you know, how things have changed for you guys as a result of that. You guys have a number of trends that have certainly picked up in recent months. Perhaps the biggest of all is the hashtag Happy at Home. So what all is associated with this trend, and what kind of creativity have you seen come out as a result of this?
Yeah, I mean, we're always wowed by the creativity of the community. And I think, you know, especially in recent weeks, just this explosion of creativity from people, you know, staying indoors most of the day. So for us, this was, you know, just kind of reinforcing the messaging coming from local health authorities around social distancing and, you know, doing what we can to inspire all our users to kind of stay healthy and stay happy at home. So mentioned the kind of at-home DJs earlier. You know, we have this virtual prom week ongoing. We've seen fitness trainers sharing, you know, kind of quarantine workouts. And, you know, one of my favorite accounts that I actually just discovered this week is from a user named Egg Daddy, who's a dad who cooks a lot of breakfast and films these very cinematic videos every morning of him flipping his eggs, sometimes set to, you know, some kind of iconic pop tracks. So stuff like that definitely brings me a little bit of joy and hopefully does the same for users, you know, around the world.
Well, between Egg Daddy and workout videos, sounds like somebody's getting pretty yoked up. I mean, see, that was too easy. That was way too easy. I mean, you just put the baseball on the tee. Yeah, you did. You put the baseball on the tee for me. Yeah.
Yeah, Greg, this is what I have to deal with all day. So, yeah, you can imagine how much I look forward to the end of these days sometimes. Just kidding, Bull.
Uh-huh.
So, Greg, as I'm sure you know,
you'll be a TikTok influencer in no time with that sense of humor, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, Greg, as I'm sure you know, in 2020, people are never typically satisfied with what's happening now. People are always looking for that next thing. Any future plans with the TikTok app that you're able to share with us today?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I, you know, maybe hit on two trends. So one is, you know, this theme of content diversity that we've touched on, right? And so TikTok early on, you had a lot of kind of dance, lip sync content, other content that was musical in nature. And a lot of that, you know, musical content is still foundational to the app. But again, we're seeing more and more content that provides utility, right? So whether that's educational or cooking tutorials or workout tips, whatever it might be, as well as more entertainment, you know, in the realm of sports, comedy, et cetera. So that's definitely one trend. And then just circling back to the live stream piece, right? I think this is a unique moment in time where, right, a lot of us are social distancing, and yet we are really kind of craving this sort of connection. So we see live stream as a really unique opportunity to facilitate more of these virtual connections. So whether that is through the NFL draft or through TikTok prom or with Happy at Home, you know, we've streamed kind of motivational sessions with celebs like Tyra Banks. We've had at-home magic shows from creators like Zach King. So really doing what we can, right, between the kind of in-app hashtags as well as these live stream experiences to bring people together virtually.
So you hit out a couple of ideas that I certainly want to expand on here. The NFL Draft-a-thon, how does that work? And also, TikTok prom. I want to give you a chance to really expand on that, too, because you were telling us before we started recording here that TikTok prom isn't necessarily something just for the high school kids. It could be something enjoyed by people of all ages.
Yeah, 100%. So see, you know, we see TikTok prom as kind of a microcosm for the inclusiveness of the broader app, right? So tomorrow we'll have DJs Diplo and Dylan Francis kind of hosting the night, you know, playing hits for people of all ages from kind of all genres and time periods. So, you know, we very much see TikTok prom as an open invitation to not only the two of you, but anyone listening.
And then the draft-a-thon, too. The NFL draft-a-thon, I think you've mentioned it a couple of times.
Of course.
Exactly. How does that work?
Yeah, so, you know, the NFL has been kind of a great content partner. They're, you know, both the league and their teams are often kind of buying into the organic trends in app and participating. We actually saw the commissioner yesterday do Drake's 2C slide with one of the first-round picks, which was fun to see in a video. And then we also, kind of carried their live stream of the NFL Draftathon, which, you know, provided commentary from players like Tom Brady, comedians like Kevin Hart, and other personalities. So again, trying to provide this kind of holistic content experience in app where, you know, users could participate with the hashtag that's live in app today, going pro, showing how they're going pro, maybe in flipping eggs in Egg Daddy's case, or tuning into this live stream and kind of leaning back and experiencing that content as well.
Greg, a quick side question, and I got to do it. Who's your team and how'd they do in the draft last night?
So my team's the Niners. And I was actually out in Miami for the Super Bowl, so I'm still recovering a little bit, but optimistic about this coming season.
There you go.
Hey, you know what?
And how are you guys feeling? You guys picked up what, an offensive tackle, I think.
Yeah. Jedrick Wills, big guy out of Alabama. Looking forward to watching him on the field. We needed a left tackle. There was no doubt about that. It's not the quote unquote sexy pick, as they call it, but hey, we're looking forward to it.
Essential, nonetheless. Yes,
sir. Essential. Very good.
The beauty is, yesterday was just round one. You've got many more to go today and tomorrow as well. So certainly looking forward to that. And, you know, Greg, this has been such a pleasure to kind of learn a little bit more about the app here, too. I think the creativity certainly on display with those who use the app, and it seems like it's something that can be enjoyed by folks of all ages as well. Greg, you know, this seems like a pretty simple download, right? This app is available just about anywhere, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we're a global company. You can download the app and just start, you know, consuming videos immediately. So we really encourage everyone to give it a try.
Get those creative juices flowing and use the hashtag #HappyAtHome to let people know what you're doing when you were inside practicing social distancing as well. Greg, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for stopping by and joining us. Good luck to your Niners for the rest of this NFL draft. And again, we appreciate the time.
Hey, good luck to your Browns. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you, Greg. Again, that's Greg Justice. He is the head of content programming at TikTok. He's joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need to step aside and break. We'll come back with more after this here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.